It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Huddle. Let's listen in on this conversation between our two friends at 79 Wistful Vista.
What's that you're looking at, McGee?
Oh, a little after 7, I guess.
And what time is it, McGee?
The modified 5 plan of the Prudential Insurance Company.
McGee, you haven't heard a word I've said.
Well, I'm sorry, Molly. This modified 5 plan of Prudential's started me thinking back to the first 5 years we were married. Remember how we scrimped and scrambled for the mighty buck?
Oh, do I? But young couples always find budgeting a problem, don't they?
They sure do.
I know most of them would like to have about twice as much insurance as they feel they can manage.
And that's exactly why the Prudential developed the modified 5 plan. For the first 5 years of this plan, these young married folks who naturally expect their income to go up can actually have the life insurance protection they want at just about half the premium they'd ordinarily expect to pay.
Well, what happens after this 5-year breathing spell?
Then the regular premium goes into effect.
So if you're a young couple beginning to set up house and start a family, you should know about Prudential's modified 5 plan. It can give you the life insurance protection you need when you most need it. Just ask your Prudential agent.
The Wistful Vista Women's Club is holding a lawn party today at the home of Mrs. Mortimer Toots. Chairman of the refreshment committee is Mrs. Fibber McGee. And the man grinding the ice cream freezer out here on the back porch is...
Hey, Fib, how's the ice cream coming?
Coming along fine, Mabe. Shouldn't be more than another 5 minutes or so.
No good.
Girls started to holler for McGee's marvelous mixture, the cream of the homemade ice cream crop yet made.
On a day like this, they'll take anything that'll slide down their throat and cool off the hot dogs and mustard pickles we've been serving.
Well, this homemade taste treat of mine will give them a thrill clear down to their toes. I ever tell you about the time back in the First World War, the big war, when I made 500 gallons of my homemade ice cream at one fell swoop?
No, but I...
Well, sir, one fell swoop was a little town in the south of France, you see, where I and a bunch of buddies was barracked, and that's where I once made 500 gallons of ice cream. I got me a brand new concrete mixer, threw in a bushel of vanilla beans, 3 gross eggs, and the juice of 3 dairies, and I started mixing...
Oh, good. Willie Toops, you stop pulling Teeny's hair this very instant. Excuse me, Fib. Young man, you march right in the house and wash your hands. The very idea.
Boy, that kid of hers is the meanest looking thing.
Hey. Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi.
Oh, hello, Tee.
What you doing? What you doing? Whatcha?
Sis, I'm creating a delicious, wholesome, and palate-pleasing concoction of a semi-frigid nature which will go down in the annals of the women's club as the apex of delectability and a culinary masterpiece.
Oh, making ice cream, huh?
Yeah, and I'm very busy right now, so you just run along.
Can I have some, mister, some ice cream? Can I, please, old boy, have some?
Well, it's not finished yet, Teeny. I got a few more grinds to go yet. You run along and play, and
I'll stay and help. Can I help? Maybe I ought to taste it for you. You want me to taste it? I'm a good ice cream taster.
No. I don't need any help now, Teeny. Now, look, sis.
I'll turn it. Want me to turn it? Hey, take the lid off and let's see if it's hard. I don't care. I like soft ice cream.
Look, Teeny.
Hmm?
Inside of this ice cream freezer is a thing called the paddle that stirs the ice cream.
Yes.
Now then, when I get through here and open it up, I'll take the paddle out. And if you're off playing and behaving yourself, I'll let you lick it.
Oh, boy.
But if you're going to stand here and pester me, I'll take the paddle and by George, I'll
pedal... I'm playing with Willie Toops, but don't forget to call me. I'll give you 5 minutes. Call me in 5 minutes. Willie, let's play, Willie.
I hate to be tough with the little tyke, but she can be the pestiest kid. Feels like it's just about ready to dish up.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Can I be of any help to you?
Oh, hello, Les. Nope. Just gave the freezer the last twist it needs to wrap up 5 gallons of the greatest homemade ice cream you ever flung a fang into. Go in and tell Molly it's ready now.
By golly, I've been hearing a lot about that ice cream of yours, all right. I'm kind of anxious to taste it myself. Come on, let's tell the ladies it's ready. Ms. McGee, the ice cream is all...
I'll tell them, Lester, I'll tell them. Relax.
What's that, dearie?
Mrs. McGee, Mrs. Toops, etc., I'm happy to announce that McGee's fabulous homemade ice cream is ready.
Oh, good. You hear that, girls?
Swell, Phil.
Oh, I can hardly wait to try it.
Well, it's worth waiting for, believe me.
There's about 20 women out in the front lawn waiting for it, so let's get with it, Fib. What flavor did you make?
My own special concoction, Mabel. Kind of a cross between vanilla custard and eggnog with a couple of secret ingredients.
Well, killing me, Mr. McGee. Let's get it in here. My tongue's hanging out so far, I'm afraid I'll step on it.
Okay, come on, Les. Les and I'll bring it in, girls. Boy, I'm telling you, if this ain't the greatest taste sensation ever... Hey, Teeny, get away from that freezer.
The little Dickens, ice cream all over her face.
Doggone it, Teeny, I told you. Hey, come back here.
You said I could lick the pal. You said I could lick it. Boy, he's mad.
Doggone that kid. This time she's gone too far.
Yeah, she's going clear around the corner of the house. Fast, too.
Look, you carry the ice cream in the kitchen, Les. I'm going to catch little Miss Teeny and have Mabel send her home to her mother. Oh, Teeny. Come here, Teeny.
Don't be too tough on her now.
Oh, Teeny. Here, Teeny. Teeny. Oh, Teeny. That dreaded kid must be hiding in the shrubbery. Probably ducked through the hedge here and ran next door.
Oh.
Teeny. What's the matter? What's wrong?
Oh. Oh, my stomach.
Your stomach?
Oh. It hurts awful.
Oh, no. Oh. That ice cream. Oh. You sure it's your stomach?
Oh. Right here. Oh.
Holy smoke. What did I put in that ice cream that made her? Les has taken the can out to feed everybody. Oh, my gosh, I got to stop him. 20 women. If they eat that ice cream, I'll be... Oh, what have I done?
There's more fun with the McGee's shortly. There are many hopeful signs in the fight to whip cancer. For instance, scientists at the Memorial Cancer Center in New York, working under a grant of the American Cancer Society, have completely cured some types of cancer in animals through use of chemicals. This development, though experimental, offers hope for the future. Hope that someday there may be effective chemical cures for this dread disease. The three acceptable methods of treating cancer currently are X-ray, radium, and surgery. By using these three methods, most cancer can be cured today, providing treatment is started early, when the disease is restricted to a specific area. That's why early detection of cancer is so important. To learn how you can help detect cancer in its early stages, get free life-saving literature today from your American Cancer Society. Address your request to Cancer, care of your local post office. Cancer, care of your local post office. Guard your family against this dread disease which strikes 2 out of every 3 families.
I gotta stop him. I gotta find Les and head off that ice cream. Excuse me, lady, have you seen Les?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't know Les, do you? Hey, Les, have you seen Les? Oh, you are Les, aren't you? Where is it? Where's the ice cream? Where is it? Oh, what have I done?
Hey, Mr. McGee, slow down. Now, take it easy there. Your face is getting all red.
Les, where is it? The ice cream that I made and Teeny tasted it, and now she's... I gotta make sure nobody else eats it.
By golly, you're fluttering around here like a loose egg beater. But if you're looking for the ice cream, I took it in the kitchen like you told me to.
Oh, the kitchen, of course. I should have looked there first.
I just took Dr. Gamble a dish of it. I haven't even tasted it yet. I've been so busy.
Doc Gamble. Oh, my gosh, he mustn't eat that. Where is he? Never mind. I said, Hey, Doc.
Well, if it isn't Frosty Fibber, the freezer king himself. Hi, Ice Bag.
Look, Doc, look.
Sit down. You're panting. It's not good for you to dash around like this at your age, Wheezy.
Doc, that ice cream,
it's... Yeah, it looks delicious.
Doc, please, don't eat it. Give me the dish. I'll take it.
What do you mean, don't eat it? I tossed $1 on the drum for this dish of ice cream. And
Doc, I got no time to explain. Give me the dish of ice cream.
Get your hands off that...
Watch it!
Oh, you big oaf. All over my suit.
I gotta get in the kitchen. Now, grab your bag. Go see about Teeny. Through the hedge there. Hurry, through the hedge.
What? What did he say? Teeny through the hedge there. Gee, I better go see.
Hey, Molly.
Oh, dearie, your ice cream looks just wonderful. Our mouths are all watering for it.
Yeah, but,
Fib,
well...
you're a genius. I never had any luck with homemade ice cream. This just looks terrific.
No fair tasting it till we get it all dished up now, girl.
Have you served any of it besides Doc? Anybody eat any yet?
No, and we're all just dying, Fib.
We made a deal, sweetheart. We all start even. Oh, you're a hero today.
Hero? Oh, what am I going to do?
Well, that's it, girls. All the plates ready to go.
Look, I'll serve it. Yeah, I'll carry the dishes out. That's the way to do it, sure.
Well, we can each carry out a few, dearie.
Sure, Molly and Grace and I'll serve the ice cream.
No, I'll do it. I'll put them all on this big tray here. That's it. Stack them on the tray.
Well, if that's the way you want
it. Yeah, I'll serve them all at once so nobody feels like anybody else is getting any favoritism. I can carry them. Don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Are you sure you can handle it?
Sure. Yeah, I got them. Come on. Open the back door for me.
I'm way ahead of you, dearie.
I just want to get this ice cream out on the back porch and...
Oh, look out, Mickey!
How in the world could that happen?
Molly, what happened?
Don't come out here, Mabel. Stay in the kitchen. I want to talk to my husband alone a minute.
Spilled every bit of that delicious ice cream.
McGee, you did that on purpose.
Isn't that a shame? All gone. No more left, is there? What you looking at me like that for, Molly? I mean, I can't keep anything from you.
No, you can't. Now, out with it.
Well, I don't know what happened, but somehow, someway, something wrong got into that ice cream.
Wrong?
Yeah, maybe the eggs were bad or the sugar. I don't know. But Teeny swiped some of it out of the freezer, and I chased after her, and 3 minutes later, I found her rolling on the ground, all doubled up, moaning and clutching her stomach.
What? Oh, the poor child. Where is she?
I sent Doc to take care of her. But don't you see, I had to keep anybody else from eating any of that ice cream. Teeny, are you all right?
You okay, dear?
How do you feel? Well?
Sure, what's the big excitement?
The ice cream. That ice cream you ate out of the freezer.
Oh, boy, was that ever good.
Good? And why were you squirming around behind the hedge there, moaning about your stomach?
Well, because it hurt, I betcha. Because Willie Toops threw his baseball and he hit me right in the stomach, the big ox.
What?
Whoa. Hey, is there any more ice cream? Any more ice cream? Because that's the best ice cream I ever had.
Yeah, there it is. Laying right there. Help yourself.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. You have never heard anything like Monitor. Monitor, the newest of the new in NBC radio that defies description. Every secret door of the world opens up when you listen to Monitor, the big radio show premiering Sunday, June 12th in an 8-hour-long segment. Thereafter, Monitor starts early Saturday morning and lasts until Sunday evening, utilizing the speed of radio, the immediate sound of radio, the scope of radio, to bring you anything and everything. You may hear a complete 2-hour Broadway show uninterrupted, a joke by Bob Hope, go along in a plane as it breaks the sound barrier. Or you may suddenly hear your next-door neighbor commenting on the state of the nation. Monitor is the show that is vitally there at the live moment. Monitor means entertainment, information, ideas, music, the unusual. Hear the startling Monitor preview Sunday, June 12th on NBC Radio. Monitor means that NBC continues to lead the rest with the best in radio entertainment.
Frankly, I just don't know how we're going to explain this, McGee.
Well.
There are 20 women out on the front lawn there waiting for ice cream.
Yeah, I know.
They'll probably riot in another 10 minutes if we don't do something. What'll we do? What can we say?
Hey, I got it, kiddo. I got two words that'll get us off the hook.
Let's hear them.
Good night.
Good. Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Robert Easton as Les. Mabel Toops is played by Mary Jane Croft and the woman by Hazel Dopheide. This is John Wald inviting you all back tomorrow night to see how Mr. McGee makes out patterning his day after the recommendations of a daily activities guide. Good night.
For more fun in Summerfield tonight, join the Great Gildersleeve on the NBC Radio Network.